Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are just grateful to have you with us this day. Yes, it is a beautiful day. Yes, it is. It is a beautiful day. Psalm 17 and 5 says, God upholds my steps that I may not slip. He directs me. Hallelujah. Psalm 17 and 5. Glory to God. What a mighty God, huh? He holds me up. He holds me. He holds me up so I can make the steps that are correct. So I won't slip. So I won't slide. So I won't fall. What a mighty God. Yeah. We're just grateful to have you with us today. Yes. And we're just grateful just to be present in the house of God, huh? What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Yeah, we serve a true and a living God. Oh, he's just a loving Savior. He's a keeper. If you want to be kept, he can keep you. Yeah, we know that we have been studying just to be thankful. That's what we were on last month. Yes, yes, yes. But we're getting ready to move into something new, something fresh that God has put on my heart. Yeah, yeah. So we know we always start out with our prayers, and we're just going to come together right now and lift up the communities, lift up our leaders. All over the land, all over the land, and all the countries, yeah, and all the nations. We desire to have good leaders, leaders that stand for justice and righteousness and truth. That's what we desire. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you, Master, for your mercy. Thanking you, God, for your grace. Thanking you, Lord, for just allowing us to be present and accountable. Thanking you, God, for your keeping power. Thanking you, God, for your sustaining power. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. Master, we ask that you look upon our leaders, God. Oh, yes. Help us to have leaders that are accountable, God. Leaders that have the love, oh, God, in their hearts for the people, oh, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Look upon our communities, God. Some communities, God, you can't go out at a certain time of the evening, Master. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you touch, God. Touch in a mighty way. Oh, God, grant us peace, God. Grant us peace in our homes, peace in the communities, God, peace in our temples, in our the cathedrals, in our churches. God, we ask you to grant this, and we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Yes, we are just grateful to have you with us. Yeah, we are just grateful to be back, present, in the house of God, huh? And I say in the house of God because the house is with us. Yeah, we are the house. We are the house. Yeah, we are in the house of God. The house is in us. Yeah. So we are the ones that have the light that shines in dark places. Yes, it's us. Yeah. So we just thank God again for you. And we're going to go quickly with our word that God has given us. Yes, yes, yes. This is a something that we hear quite often, but it's just that we just don't, we only express it every now and then. We're going to talk about families. Yeah, about family. Yeah, family. God gave this to me and said this is appropriate time to just Look upon families. Families are hurting. Families are going through a lot right now. This particular season, we see this. Family is a group that consists of a parent and children living together in a household. Yes, that's the beginning. That's how it starts. Family is extremely important in the Bible, both in a physical sense and in the theological sense. Yeah. The concept of family was introduced in the very beginning. As we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers and fill the earth and subdue it." Glory to God. Mm-hmm. God sends us out. He sends us out to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. And to multiply. Yeah, to multiply. Yeah, family is everything to God. And it should be everything to us. Yes, family, family, family is our word. In the book of First Chronicles, the genealogist is very detailed. Yeah, it's very detailed. And it shows us how important it is to God. Mm-hmm. In First Chronicles, we talk about the genealogies, yeah, about the tribes and how they are related one to another. Anyone there who understands how important it is to know your family, not just once or twice a year? You know, we have a tendency of just coming together one time, you know, this particular season, then we do it next time. No, it's very important to know your family and have a relationship with family all the time. Mm-hmm. So let's be very clear about the relationship that Christ desires to have with the believer. Who is the believer? We are. We are the believers. Mm-hmm. First, we understand that if you are not a Jew, then you are considered a Gentile, okay? You're considered a Gentile, yeah, okay. And then in the book of Ruth, we see that she was converted from a Moabite, to a Jew. Mm-hmm. She did a conversion. Yes, yes, yes. She wasn't the only one that actually did these conversions. Yeah, because she desired. Yeah, she desired this once she became the wife of Boaz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just to give a highlight of the family, Ruth was the great grandmother of King David, who was in the lineage of the Messiah. Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. So family is everything. Family is everything. Don't fool yourself and think that you don't need family. Yeah, that's the trick of the enemy. You need family, and family needs you. In the book of Ephesians 1, let's go with chapter 1, and we're going to go with verse 3 through 5, and it says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Now, what are we saying here? This is Paul, and he's the Apostle Paul is talking. He's speaking to the people in Ephesus, yeah, and who are faithful. They're the faithful followers of Christ Jesus. They're very faithful. Mm-hmm. They're dutiful. They're seekers. They desire to know. They desire to do the will. This is their desire. And so how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we belong to Christ. We belong to Him. So He gives us everything we need. This is why we often say that God has not left you short. He's not going to leave you short. He's not going to send you out undone. He's going to give you everything. I said everything. Everything. Did you see that? Every spiritual blessing that is needed for you to live a victorious and a successful life, he will give you. He's going to clothe you. Yeah, he's going to clothe you with what you need. Glory to God. And it says here, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. What am I saying here? You didn't choose God. So many of us talk that. We hear that often. We hear it a lot. Yeah, I woke up and I decided that I wanted to do better. No, it's not about you. It was never about you. It was always about God. God has always chosen us. Look at this. It just said, before the foundation of the world was ever laid out, before you were ever in existence. Glory to God. Yeah. Before I was even born, before our existence, glory to God, he loved us. Mm-hmm. What a just God. What a just God, huh? Before the foundation of the world, he chose us. And we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How great is love? Love is great. Oh, love is great. Oh, glory to God. And we know that we talk about love in the Galatians, and it says it's one of the fruits. One of the fruits is love. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. In 2 Corinthians, we speak about love. Love is the greatest. That is the greatest gift. That's the greatest attribute that we can ever have is love. Because we know that God, hallelujah, his son Jesus loves us. And God loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. They love us. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault, without any fault. Yeah. In his eyes. Glory to God. Family does matter. Don't let anyone tell you family don't matter. Hey, family matters. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, family matters. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, what are we saying here? What are we talking about? Look at Jesus. Look at him. Look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at it. He pressed it predestined. Predestined. Predestined, what does that mean? It clearly states that to be predestined, to be defined, forthcoming of all that will happen. So that means this is something that was foreseen before it even took, before it even shaped into existence. It was already thought of. It was already laid out before it was shaped. Can you imagine that? Glory to God. Before it was molded. Hallelujah. This is the God that we're talking about. What a mighty God, huh? Look at that. Talking about us. Yeah. Look at this. In the beginning. Of all that will happen, especially with regard to the salvation of some and not others. Now, everybody won't be saved, and God knows that. Yeah, but it's your choice. It's your choice. It's your will that you come unto repentance. It's all about you to make that decision. But what he does, he lays it out. The foundation has already been laid. You have the choice. It's your will that you choose this day who you will serve. Glory to God. Adoption. Adoption is to take on a legal responsibility as a parent. Yeah. Of a child that is not one's biological child. Stay with me. Yeah. adoption. Jesus took on the responsibility as our parent, okay, heavenly parent, and we became his children, his heirs. Glory to God. Family is remarkable. Family does matter. Family is so unique in the eyes of God. All adoptions don't always work. Mm-mm. All adoptions are not perfect. Some people can't deal with having a wholesome parent. Yeah, even though this parent is heavenly. Yeah, yeah, even having a heavenly parent, some people can't deal with that. Yeah, yeah, some people can't. Oh, yeah, remember, if you are adopted, this simply means that someone took time to select you and someone wanted you to be a part of the family dearly. Yeah, they really wanted you. They took time to go through all the legal technicalities, all the paper. They took time. Yeah, the desire was strong. Family does matter. Family is important. Look in Exodus 20 and verse 12, and it says, honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honoring. Mm-hmm. Honor. Many of us have two sets of parents. We have the heavenly parents, and then we have the earthly parents. Yeah, a father and a mother. Then you will live a long, honor them, and you will live a long life. Mm-hmm. Filled life, a full life. Yeah, full and filled, yes, with love and with joy and peace. Glory to God. That only God can give you the joy and the peace. And the peace of God that comes in and surpasses all our understanding, and it keeps our heart, and it keeps our mind. Oh, yes, glory to God. Yeah. It's our job to listen to our parents. Yeah. Heavenly parent or earthly parent. Yeah. It's our job. Why? Because most of the time, the earthly parent desires the best for you. And always, at all costs, the heavenly parent, who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knows what is best and requires excellence from us. Excellence from us. Yes, he does. Honor. Honor means simply for us to be high in respect. Glory to God. High in esteeming. Yes. High. Yes, anyone who feels lonely, left out, have no family that you know of on earth, think about it. But you are a believer. You are a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that means you have been adopted. Glory to God. That means that your Heavenly Father has papers on you. Glory to God. And you have been adopted. You're in the royal family. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. Someone loves you. Someone has gone and paid the ultimate price just for you. Glory to God. Family matters. Yes, it does. Yeah. It matters. Know that. Know this. Know this one thing. You have a Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Who is the loving, caring, and concerned you every day. Yeah. Never will he be a deadbeat dad. Never will he be a dad that don't show up. Never. Did you hear what I said? He'll be with you at every event. Glory to God. He will show up even when you think you're all alone, when you're all by yourself. He will show up because he said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Family is important. I want you to understand that. Yeah. And it's trying time, and we see so much going on, and families seem broken, families seem destroyed. Know that if you're in the royal family, glory to God, you got somebody that's on your side. You got somebody that you can call on late in the midnight hour, glory to God. When you seem at your weakest end, when you see that you can't make it all alone, you can't make it by yourself, know that the Heavenly Father, who is the ultimate Father, who is the Father for all of us, hallelujah, glory to God, yeah, all you have to do is call on Him. Will He come? Yes, He will. Glory to God. He has unconditional love. Hallelujah. No matter what it looked like, no matter what you've done, no matter what state, no matter if you're down in the ditch, no matter if you're in the hole, no matter where you are, He can reach down. Oh, glory to God. He can pick you up. Oh, yeah. He can embrace you. Oh, yeah. He'll embrace you with love. He'll embrace you with kindness. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He has the agape love. What is agape love? Unselfishness. Sacrificial. Unconditional. Are you listening to what I'm saying? No matter what has happened to you, no matter where you have fallen off. Oh, yeah. He's a first and a second and a third time God. And He loves you. Why? Because He is your Father. He is the parent. Hallelujah. Glory to God of all mankind. Hallelujah. And we just love Him. We love Him. Hallelujah. Agape is the Greek word for love at its ultimate. Ultimate love by yourself. Agape shows up. Are you listening to me? Agape will send somebody to you who will give you a smile. Agape will send a child to you that will look at you and want to hold your hand. Agape will come when you least expect. Oh, glory to God. He's that kind of Father. He's that kind of parent. He said He would never leave us, nor will He forsake you. And you can take it to the bank. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. This is the love. This is the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. The love that supersedes any earthly love that you can ever imagine. Women who run to the store, run to the mall, looking for love and buying things to make you feel good, make you feel happy. Look no further. Agape is standing there, present. Men who try to find love in an automobile, in clothes. Yeah, agape. Agape, He's right there. Oh, yeah. He's a loving parent. Oh, yeah. He supersedes all of these earthly desires that we have. He's our Heavenly Father. And He loves us. He loves us all unconditionally. Yeah. Yes. So we should all honor our fathers. And show love. Show respect. And know who we are in this day and this moment. Know who you are in Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, agape is the love, the love that only He can give us, unconditional, self-staining, self-staining love, yes, love that you can't find in money. You can't find this love in money. You cannot find it in material things. You cannot find it. Oh, glory to God. You can't find this love in a bottle. You can't find this love at a bar. You cannot find it in a concert. You can't find it looking in all these different places. Men seeking women after woman. Women seeking men after men. You cannot find this love that I'm talking about. This is the love. Yeah. It's unconditional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in, no matter what you have done, he loves you in spite of. Yeah. In spite of. That's the kind of parent we're talking about. This is family. Why family is important? Because family that we're talking about is unconditional. Mm-hmm. It doesn't love you today and hate you tomorrow. This love, glory to God, loves you always. This is the family. Yeah. This is the family. Glory to God. This is the family of the heavenly fathers. Glory to God. And his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be a part of that? Don't you want to be a part of that? Yes. I want to be a part. I want to know that relationship. I want to have a relationship like that. I want to be able to know and feel that agape love. Yes. And it's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the only way. He's the only way to the truth and righteous way is through him. You can't go in no other way. You got to go in through the door. You can't slide in. You can't try to jump over, but you got to go through the door. And through the door, you just go simply and repent. And you tell him, Lord, I've sinned. I've fallen short. And I desire to have you in my life, oh God. Will he hear you? Yes. Remember, he's unconditional. Mm-hmm. He's an ever-present. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And he's agape. So he loves you. Glory to God. He's the same today as he was yesterday. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's an ever-present. He's ever-present help in a time of trouble, in need. Yeah. Just when you feel that you're at your last, you're hanging by the rope. You're hanging. That's what people will say. You hear that a lot today. I'm just holding on. Well, he's right there with you. He's right there. Yeah. He's going to pull you on up. He's going to pull you on out of that hole. He's that kind of God. Oh, yes. And we just love him. We love him today. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he loved us. When we were out there doing it and everything we wanted to do, he loved us. He the one. He went to the cross for us. Yeah. He died on that old rugged cross on Golgotha Hill. It was him that had two thieves on his side. It was him. He could have came down, but he chose to stay there for us. What a parent. What a heavenly parent. Glory to God. Honor your father. Honor them and your mom. Honor them. And your days will be long upon the earth. They're going to be full of joy. They're going to be full of peace, happiness, and joy. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you, God, to keep us. Keep our mind, God. Stay on you. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministry from 7 to 8 and back here on Friday with Victorious Living. Remember, family is important. Family is everything. Glory to God. Yeah. Stay focused. Stay focused and trust God. Amen. Amen. Bless. In Jesus' name.